Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, April 20th, 2014. This is a weekly free call service offered through Ply Center, and welcome to all those of you who are joining us for the first time, those of you who have been joining us in the past several months, and also for those of you who are listening to the recording of this teleconference that is posted to the Sundays with Sucharita blog. And today is a very powerful time to come together, and it's in celebration of Easter. Everyone here in the West is celebrating Easter Sunday today, and that signifies rebirth and transformation. And Dr. Pillai is going to be having a live Google Hangout in about an hour from now at noon Eastern Daylight Time, so that it starts at 9:30 Pacific Time. And then wherever else you are in the world, you have to go to timeanddate.com and check it out. Or you can go to plycenter.com, and then on the rotating banner in the top right corner, you can just click on it, and it can give you the details on how to access it. Once you log in, you just can join the live hangout with Dr. Pillai. And he's going to have a special message for Easter, and he's going to talk about the hidden teachings of Jesus. So that's always very interesting when Dr. Pillai gives us messages about the masters of the past in all the different religious backgrounds and all the masters who have come before us, and they're have turned the body into light. So it'll be interesting to see or to listen to as well what Dr. Pillai has to share about that. And he brings in a lot of the significance. Usually, I don't know what he's going to talk about, but usually he brings in, you know, the significance of that holiday, that particular celebration, and then also symbolism, and then the secrets behind the tradition of Christianity. So it will be something that we will make sure that on this call that we're off in the next 55 minutes or so, and then you can be just jumping over to plycenter.com and then join the live Google Hangout with Dr. Pillai. And I'll be there too, joining you in the ether. So last week was a pretty powerful week because the sun just transited into the sign of Aries. And Aries is the first zodiac sign. It represents the self. So it's how we are illuminating what is within us and how we are expressing it outside of us. So it's the start of the Vedic New Year, the start of the Vedic calendar, where the sun is most powerful. And here in the West, at least in Toronto, Canada, where I am, the sun is shining more often. We've had a long, long winter here, cold winter too. So the sun hasn't been out too much, just clouds and snow. So it's so beautiful to have the sun shining through the last week. And also, I don't know about you on the call, but my meditations have been much deeper and much more powerful and empowering. And I can get a sense of the direction that I want to go. So I'm not even really thinking about it. But having that awareness helps us to take action in our lives, and the sun supports that. So if there are things in your life that you just are no longer going to tolerate, as far as maybe your health, with respect to your health, you're not going to tolerate being inactive for so long and get out there and do some exercise, walking in nature. That helps to give you a clear your head and give you a good perspective, and also brings in vitality and wellness, and kind of like a bit of an escape from the, cities, if you live in the city. And then it gives you that time to just do walking meditation. So you can be practicing your mantra while you're walking. Now, you don't have to have your, you know, you're talking to people while you're walking. You can just have your cell phone there, pretend you're talking to someone, and just have your mantras playing. You know, things like that, we are here to share with you how to put your into practice, into your everyday life, your spiritual practice. So whether that's mantra reciting or doing a meditation, you know, putting light in all the sense organs to help to clear that space, those that energy and that consciousness is in a different space. You get in a different headspace, so to speak. So when you are in nature, that really helps to support that kind of walking meditation. And then the sun also represents the soul, so it illuminates. It illuminates, brings intelligence, because with more light, then you can see more and then you can know more. So your intelligence is connected to light. And so we want to go internally and see what kind of internal house cleaning we need to do. And also we can do spring cleaning in our lives. So if there's any, you know, our office needs to be clean, or a car, or our house, or closets. You can just take it a little at a time. And a friend of mine, I said to him all winter, you know, every time you pick me up, there's so much stuff in your car. How do you know where everything is? Oh, I'm busy. He's a businessman, so he's always, you know, pulling files and things like that. And he came by the other day, and I said, oh, you cleaned your car. And it just felt so different. And so, it wasn't the right time for him to naturally feel compelled to do that, to clean out his car, until this last week. So it's interesting, even if we don't pay attention, we might find ourselves being compelled to take the steps and do some clearing in our lives. And then when we're clearer in our lives, then we can think clearly, we can act accordingly, and with decisiveness, so things can happen a lot faster. So, you know, this is a very powerful week, and these next 3 weeks, as the sun's transiting in Aries, it is going to really empower you. So if you decide to do something, like someone else said to me, I may create a vision board, and we talked about that last time. Create a vision board, or write down your goals, or write down on a piece of paper a sticky note where you'll always see it, or maybe have it set up on your smartphone where it beeps and you see your manifestations that you want to shed that light on, and then you pray, you know, you can do your mantras, whatever mantra is working for you in these past little while, then keep doing that. And then that will help to make your manifestation to happen that much faster. And it's interesting, you know, you can think of the mantra practice. People will say, oh, I've been doing the mantra and nothing's working, nothing's changing, and all this stuff. And I said, exactly, it's changing, because you're actually noticing. You're being aware that we're using this mantra and it's upsetting you. So something is changing. It's just like when you start to go and, clean your closet out. You have to pull everything out of there in order for you to get rid of the stuff that you no longer need, and then to keep the stuff that is you're still using, and then have easy access to it, and then maybe, clearing some space and getting some fresh air in there. So that process isn't always fun. So just as that process of cleaning out the closet, clearing out the closet, getting rid of junk that's no longer useful and is dragging you down, and then bringing in new stuff, new energy, new space into your life. So that's what the mantra does as well. It goes into you, you practice it. It goes into your being. And the mantra, as we've mentioned many times in different programs as well, is the mantra is the being. It represents that energy that you're calling upon to give you wealth. For example, the Shreem Brzee. That's the highest mantra for attracting wealth into your life. So if you say, oh, I've been doing Stream Busy for years and years and years, and still I'm not a millionaire or whatever, or I don't have the things that I want to have, well, you just keep at it because probably, you can see in your own life that you struggled, and then perhaps in another lifetime or previous lifetimes, you had misused money, and you'd maybe harm people and yourself. And so in this lifetime, you're seeing the same kind of behavior showing up, but, you know, you come in to do a practice, mantra practice, even if it is years, that's still giving you the right direction to go, because Shreem Brzee gives direction. That's a sound that will give you the direction to go. So it will clear up your past karmas, and it will bring you to this point where it will cultivate and develop in you. And it's a divine sound, so it's going to make you to do really divine things once you manifest your wealth. But it will take some time. And depending on your karma, that's kind of like a handicap, isn't it? So, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it over time. So the mantra will work over time. It will show you exactly the challenges that you've had and why, if you are being challenged, you have to look at yourself and say, if I'm doing all this mantra practice and these techniques and nothing is happening, I got to take a look at every area of my life. And then as you would cleaning out the closet, you look at these areas in your life that you know are creating obstacles. You're having arguments with people. At your workplace. If you don't change inside of yourself, those people are not going to be receptive to you. And so you're going to get blocked in your workplace, and you're going to create your own obstacles. Now, if you do the mantra, and then all of a sudden you find yourself wanting to go and apply for other jobs, that will be the direction that you need to go. You should listen to your intuition. All spiritual practice is all about going inside and in getting into it. So you're intuiting that intelligence from within. So the sun represents the soul. That's why we have these programs on Sundays, is to really illuminate our souls, or help us to see what our soul is showing us, the intelligence that is showing us. So we have to uncover all the rest of the week stuff that we've done. We've immersed ourselves in, day-to-day living without too much awareness or consciousness of what it is that we're doing. Or we get stuck in our old ways where we kind of give up, and we lose faith, we lose hope in our spiritual practices. So it's great that you're coming on Sundays, and then these are the tips and tools we can give you to implement into your daily life. So you can just do it any time in your daily life, even if you close your eyes for 5 minutes and do nothing. A mantra will come if you've been doing a mantra practice, or a thought will come to you that is going to help you to, move in a different direction in your life. Not to maybe change the whole thing, although miracles can happen. But, the situation can shift. So, and then you can have a break in life. So we'll talk about more of that as we are moving with the sun's energy into the next 3 weeks. So you're welcome to join in those 3 weeks as well. Next weekend, Dr. Pillaiah is having a master class, and it's going to be for about 3 or 4 hours, starting at noon. It's starting at noon Eastern Daylight Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and then 9:30 p.m. IST, India Standard Time. So again, you can go on to Pillai Center, and on the rotating banner in the top right corner, you will see Dr. Pillai's Live Master Class. And it's on April 26th, so mark it in your calendar. Any time that you can be with Dr. Pillaiah live, doesn't matter if it's virtual, that he's still live. He's in the moment, and he's sharing whatever message is coming through. And you should attend it, because it's kind of like an opportunity for you to go to a seminar in person with him And just being in his presence, as many of us know, it's, you don't even have to think about anything. All of a sudden, all your whole life changes. So if you immerse yourself in that kind of consciousness for 3 or 4 hours, which, by the way, flies by, because it's so enlightening. Dr. Ply gives out great talks, and then he also gives out great meditations. They're just so powerful, because so many people, like thousands and thousands of people, come on, because it's free. And so you can feel the energy as you would like in a rock concert, you know, where there's tons and tons of people and the band hasn't even come onto the stage yet. Or, you know, you're in that energy and everyone's excited and you know, you're revving up, and then he finally comes onto the stage, and then you just, that energy, he focuses it all into the message that he's going to give, which he's going to talk about time jumping. So those people who are feeling stuck in your life and you just need a lot of energy to get unstuck and a lot of intelligence, he's going to talk about that, and then also give techniques, simple techniques that you can put into your everyday practice. And then the next topic he's going to talk about is developing miraculous, or he calls it supernatural powers, but really it's just those when you access, go inside the different parts of the brain, and you go inside and it takes you into different, very deep, deep, deep states, then all of a sudden that your thought, whatever thought comes, will help to manifest that into reality. And so in a very strange way, without time interfering, that thing can manifest. So you'll be able to, maybe you can read thoughts of people because you're more receptive, or you become clairvoyant or clairaudient, or if you have those types of skills or techniques that you've been practicing to develop that sense or extra sense, then he will really take it to the next level in that topic. And then the light body activation. And the light body activation, that's his goal in this lifetime, is everyone should work towards the light body, because he talked about it, you know, he's talking to billionaires, and I've known Dr. Ply, I've been studying with him for, you know, almost 17, 18 years, and he meets very high-profile people, very wealthy people, and they all come when he talks, and they say, you know, I have all this celebrity, I have the ability to do all these things, I meet high-power people, you know, we do all these ruling things, governing things, and then also people who have a lot of money, you know, big businesses and things like that. But then there comes a point in their life where their health starts to go down. And it doesn't matter if they have all the money in the world and all the connections in the world. The health does not is not prevented from decay and then eventual death. Maybe disease in there too. So the light body activation is not something that can happen. It can happen overnight if you had lifetimes and lifetimes of preparation. However, if it does happen overnight, it will be like lightning. So if you get struck by lightning, they say, you get struck by lightning, you either die or you become a shaman. That's what the shamans say in that shamanism. So you become an enlightened being. So, you know, it's going to be, that'll be an intense process if you're not ready for it. It could cause a lot of problems. So Dr. Ply is taking us step by step over the years, over the decades almost for me. And the body is able to absorb the intelligence, this light, the esoteric teachings that he gives, to access that intelligence and create the transformation and transmutation using sounds and techniques and herbs and things like that. So you will find that very interesting when he talks about light body activation. And then there will be the full year program that you are welcome to sign up. Register for and sign up, that will be following that. And it's we've had 2 full years of light body activation programs, and they've been tremendous teachings. unbelievable teachings and unbelievable transformation in people's lives who have attended, and also not only in their lives but in their families' lives, because the light is coming in and it's shedding light on others. And even though they don't share the teachings or anything like that, just because they're resonating with that much greater energy, it's spilling over into their life, into the people around them. So you want to find out what those programs are all about, or that program is all about. Jump on to the call on April 26th. Go on to Apply Center and sign up for it. And then you'll reserve your seat because, as I said, thousands and thousands of people join these yearly calls with him, these yearly free events, and they are incredible. So even if you don't take the formal program afterwards, you will have really illuminated what it is in your life that you need to really focus on, and you'll get empowered. That light will empower you thereafter. So it's kind of like a kickstart to the year, the Vedic New Year, and then what you can do within those 12 months afterwards. Miracles happen, right? So miracles happen when the person is prepared. And how do you prepare? You just show up, right? And then when you show up, then things get revealed because light also reveals. So that is what I wanted to talk about with the April 26th next weekend. It's really, really important for anyone to attend. So invite your friends and family members, colleagues, just to go on. It's free. And he'll have special guests. He'll be talking to scientists and medical people, all kinds of different people who have been using the sounds and then putting them in into research. Dr. Ply is so into research and wants to, you know, show the world that when you use the mantra, you use the practice, it lights up the brain, and then that activates, that once that gets activated, then the person starts to shift and become more compassionate, more loving, and a resource, and becomes very wealthy because he tracks everything in life that he needs. So that's all I wanted to give you today about that, because I want to get into a bit of a meditation, and then we'll do a quick Q&A, and then we'll leave right at noon so everyone can log into plycenter.com and get the Easter message, the secret or the hidden teachings of Jesus with the Hangout with Dr. Ply. So I'm going to open the call now. Thanks for joining. Those of you who need to go, please, if you can't watch the Google Hangout Live that's happening next, in the next 10 minutes or so, then you can watch the recorded Hangout of Dr. Ply giving an Easter message and talking about the hidden teachings of Jesus. And then please visit Ply Center so you can sign up for the free masterclass. Where Dr. Ply is going to be live. He's holding a live event online, and it's April 26th, which is next week. So those of you who are going to stay, I'm going to open the line and then can just ask a question or share an experience. Can someone just say hello, because I don't have anyone on Skype to let me know if the line is open. You just press *6, by the way. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. I just assume everybody's coming here.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Michelle.
And where are you from, Michelle?
I'm on Vancouver Island, and I'm on Vancouver Island in British Columbia. And
wonderful.
This is my first time joining you. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. What, did you join from the beginning?
No, I wasn't. I didn't have the number right away, and so I got the handout on setting goals, and so I thought, well, I'll work on that. And so I did that, and then I thought, well, I'll just check my email one more time, and then there was the phone number, so I joined it halfway through.
Great. Did you get part of the meditation?
Yes, I got the meditation, starting with the left, the light through the right eye.
Oh, great. So you got it. Great. How was it for you?
Oh, lovely. Yes, lovely. I had, I've been listening to Dr. Pillai on YouTube for maybe a month or two.
Okay.
So it was really lovely. I could feel things going on in my brain.
Great. Well, I'm so happy that you joined. Do you have any other questions?
Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, I'm really happy too. Sunday morning is a really good time for me to join. Some other times I can't join in things, but Sunday morning is generally a good time to come. So happy.
Well, it's great to have you here, and please join in again. And you're welcome also to listen to the recordings too that have been posted to the blog site, so that you can kind of catch up on what we've been doing and what we've been talking about as far as the sun's transiting and how to access that energy. And you can listen to the beginning of this call, too, and last week's call will really help to, bring more awareness into how you can put that those tips and tools and guidelines into your daily life and get the most out of it this month.
Great. I'll do that later this afternoon.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much for joining. Do you want to share anything else?
Thank you. I'm really, really grateful to be able to access these teachings and join in. And I have a stressful job and a few stressful things going on in my life. And so Dr. Pillai's teachings have really helped in the last month or so. Life feels fuller and richer. And so that I really appreciate that.
Oh, fantastic. Well, now you can join a global community and have some support.
Thank you.
Great. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter. Where are you? Do you mind if I ask?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Oh, not that far away.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a lovely day as well.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, nice. Is there anyone else who would like to share? We have a few minutes still. Maybe about the meditation, or maybe you have a question about anything that I've spoken about that's upcoming, the events that are upcoming. Any experiences of the past that you'd like to share? You just have to press *6. So star on your dial pad and then the number 6. And that opens the line. If you do it too many times, it can jam it up too. I see there's some people here on the back office, but...
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dia from Atlanta.
Hey, Dia, how are you?
I'm doing good. I lost my phone last week, and I'm on my old phone, so I don't know if it's staticky or not.
No, it's good.
Okay. I just wanted to just quickly share a welcome to, I think she said Shan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to say welcome to her. And I also wanted to say, you said something earlier that was profound for me. I wrote it down. I just wanted to repeat it for anybody that missed it. You said miracles happen when a person is prepared. And that, for me, I'm just like, I'm going to float on that all week, because I've been thinking in the mindset of what a miracle would look like in my life. And when you said preparedness is the key to it, I was like, yeah, that's what I needed to hear.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that was helpful.
So I'm looking forward to the call coming up with Baba.
Right.
I'm really excited about that.
Right.
And but before I came on this call, I did listen to the Avatar RT with Paru. And she was saying that she had spoken to Baba earlier before starting the call, and one of the things that she mentioned that he talked about was that we need to focus on our personal intelligence. And the phonemic intelligence program has really been sticking out in my mind, but when I heard her give Baba's comments about that you first need to focus on your own personal intelligence, I thought that was a key thing for me for focusing on in the week. And I'm actually working on my teaching certification to teach English as a second language.
Great.
And I had been having some trepidations about it. How can I teach other people when I have struggles of my own? And I felt like I need the phonemic intelligence for myself, not just to, for the children. So I felt like all of this stuff was falling along the same wavelength. And also I'm anxious to see how the week turns out.
No, that'll be great. Well, just as you know, you just stick with your practice and that will guide you. And then all the little tidbits of information that kind of, bring your, to kind of, knock on your brain and say, remember, stay alert, stay aware. And that helps to develop your personal intelligence. It doesn't mean that you have to necessarily take a course, although it will help you if you are taking a course. But it just means to bring more awareness, bringing inside, your personal intelligence is so that you can be more decisive in your life. You can make the right decisions in your life that aren't going to lead to suffering. So that kind of thing, too. It's not necessarily that you need to develop it in a traditional or academic sense or a training sense. But you'll just find that the divine will guide you and help you to say the right thing, to show up at the right time, to be in the right place, and then you'll have the right conversation with someone. And then that will lead you to your next thing in life. So being prepared is, just bringing your awareness to what's going on inside of you, being alert every day and not just dragging yourself out of bed and going, another day at work or whatever it is. Or, gee, I hope there's a great day, and then something happens, and then it, ruins your whole day. It's every moment, turning it around. All it is turning your thoughts around and going inside. And even if you're going inside, human thoughts are so limited. So go inside and say, I'm stuck. And then you just do a practice or, again, just close your eyes for 5 minutes, and that mantra might come to you, a thought might come to you that is really developing your personal intelligence, your ability to respond to every moment, every situation, everything that you are doing in your life.
Totally agree. Thank you so much. And happy Resurrection Day to everybody.
Yes, you too.
Okay,
we'll see you on the Hangout.
Okay, bye.
All right, everyone. We're right at the noon hour, so thanks to everyone for joining. We're cutting it a little short today, but it's more important for you to go on and see Dr. Palayan live and listen to his message and hear about the hidden secrets and teachings of Jesus, that message that he's going to talk about. So have a wonderful week, and then we will see you next Sunday. Take care and God bless.